Blog Talk Radio.
Here we are together, and everything between us is good. I'm riding this cloud, babe. Ready to fly, but before I take another step, would you catch me if I fall for you? Cause I'm falling, I'm falling, I'm falling. I'm so used to standing, so used to being on my own. But this thing is new, babe. It feels like I'm losing control. I'll take another step if you catch me when I fall for you.
I need to know if it's
to know from you right now before I go. Say la 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la.
Ladies and gentlemen, poets and poetesses, kings and queens, you are tuned into the Full Real Entertainment Network, and tonight, Epiphany Radio presents Iron Sharpens Iron, A Royal Pen's Perspective. I am your host for the evening, Anonymity, along with my co-host, the lovely, incomparable, sultry, sexy diva herself, Miss La Perla Negra. It's call-in number for tonight. It's 319-527-6300. Again, that's 319-527-6300. Call in to get your soul fed. Press 1 to be heard. And as always, our show tonight is sponsored by no other than Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? And shout out to our CEO, the author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. The Real, the Poet Douglas, making all this possible. As we're getting ready to get started with tonight's show, we're going to get the Crown Royal Lounge open. We got something special for you listeners tonight, the Purple Light Special. And I'm anxious to get started with my co-host and, of course, all of you dope, royal, crafty, wordologists yourselves. So we're going to jump into another song. And we're going to get this party started. So I'm going to see you on the flip side. And once again, thank you for being here with us tonight. Welcome, welcome, welcome back, kings, queens, poet, poetess, and of course, everybody within earshot of Epiphany Radio. Iron Sharpens Iron is back again, and I'm going to first start off by saying I missed it here. Over the course of the past month, every other week when the show was due to go on, it just so happened that we had an event in Philly that if you missed it, oh my goodness, that's about the most that I'll say on that. My brother, partner, family, Mojave, man, he put together something so real, so raw, so organic, so thorough that I was just happy to be a part of it. And while I missed my time to be here to join with all of you, it was definitely an event to behold. It was just amazing energy, amazing artists, amazing art. It was phenomenal. So I know that these shows come around in different states from time to time, and I wanted to take a moment and give him a shout-out on that. It was totally awesome. It was everything. And, of course, two weeks prior to that, yours truly took a vacation. So it was much needed. I'm rejuvenated, and I'm here, and I'm excited. And as I talk about being here, I am not alone. So allow me to give a warm welcome for my co-host, my
did we lose you? Let me see. No, it's still there. It's still there. We can't hear you, love. I don't know what happened. Did you mute yourself? Can't hear you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, as my wonderful host was saying of the show, my name is LaPerla Negri. Y'all know me, okay, from the Erotic Love Zone and Poetic Therapy. I guess I'm going, while he's getting back in here, let me give you another song real quick so we can do this. That'll give him time. All right? I'll be right back.
I won't be denied the pleasure of your kisses, the pleasure of your smile. I think you take for granted I'll always be here just because I love you. It doesn't mean I won't disappear. I'm missing you, baby. Missing you, baby. Thoughts and mellow memories of once upon a
Allowed to steal my joy tonight. You know, that's what happens when I'm introducing my co-host. She's so hot that it couldn't even hold the flame that came with her. So once again, Miss La Perla Negra, are you there with me?
I am here, of course. I got you. Don't even worry about it. It's all good.
Hey, listen, when you got that much pizzazz about yourself, even the universe tries to hate on you, but you know what I'm saying? They dropped me because they was like, this introduction will not be allowed to go through. But as always, we got something for that. So what's good with you, Queen?
I'm good. I thought we was going to have a third co-host tonight, but he drifted off. You know, he got some comfort of my mom's wolves, so he's out for a little while. So I'm good.
Hey, listen. I was ready to have a co-host. He just brings such energy in. And as you know, with this Iron Sharpens Iron show, it's all about the energy, the art, the people, the poets, the craft. So, you know, I'm kind of sad that he couldn't join in with us tonight. You know what I'm saying? I was actually looking forward to it. He's a poet in the making, I promise you. Remember I'm saying that? But it's been quite a few weeks. It's been quite a few weeks since we've been here, and I don't know about you, but tell me, are you about as excited about tonight's show as I'm looking in the studio and I see the hands raised, and oh my goodness, I think we're in for a definite treat tonight. How do you feel about it?
I'm definitely excited. You know, I love Epiphany. Epiphany is my family, and the shows themselves, they wouldn't be possible without the callers, without the poets. Mm-hmm. And I know about the individual uniqueness that everybody brings, so I'm always excited. So, yes, I'm ready to go.
Mm-hmm. There we go. And, you know, as we talk about this Iron Sharpens Iron show, you know, one of the, as we put the disclaimer about the show, we say we're motivation, inspiration, and accountability go hand in hand with the genius of our craft, our pen, and our gifts. And to talk a little bit about that, the motivation, the inspiration, and then we talk about the accountability. And I think the accountability part is a precursor to what separates the Iron Sharpens Iron show from a lot of the other shows that we get an opportunity to listen into. Because mm-hmm. this is a show where the level of your craft comes with responsibility. They say, you know, I've heard it said before, with great power comes great responsibility. And having an opportunity to host a show like this, I think about my journey into poetry, and I remember a poem that I heard. And as I described that poem the first time, it was probably back in, oh my goodness, I want to say 2009 maybe. And I remember when I got introduced to go out to a poetry event, a very good friend, dope artist, was doing her album release. Didn't know her at that point of time. Actually, I paid the ticket for the price of admission. And, you know, I've always been a hip-hop head, always been one to love all different genres of music. But I remember a poem. I can even remember the name. It was called Heartbeat, I Miss You. It was a duet. And that poem, that one poem, changed my entire life. A few hours prior to hearing that poem, to purchasing a ticket and joining my very first poetry event, I remember when the invitation came, and I'm going to call it what it is, in my ignorance, my response was, I don't do that bougie shit. And I think that, wow. that I call it ignorance for what it was, because mm-hmm. had I not stepped out of my comfort zone to step into an arena that I knew so little about, there's a part of me that was deep down inside a core being of who I am that I may not have ever discovered had it not been stepping out of my comfort zone, and for a person such as myself to love art so much and to be able to credit a poem that turned a corner for me, gave me a whole new sense of direction. I remember the following week when I heard that there was an open mic, it was the first time I stepped on stage and decided to share a poem, and I was nervous, and I was reading, and there was no stage presence about me. This was all new to me, but I was moved enough that I knew this art was something that instantly became a part of me. So it did change my life. So when I talk about the accountability as artists that we have, when we, you know, when we offer feedback, a lot of feedback comes. I mean, majority of the feedback that is given on this show is nothing but motivating and inspiring me, myself, as an artist, as a poet. I'm driven by what I hear, and, you know, that's the accountability part of it. So as we have the Iron Sharpens Iron, it's just what it is. If you enjoy, you know, my poetry, share that with me. If you feel as though that there's heights that I could be reaching and I'm not scratching the surface of my own craft, to you as the listeners, you know, you're the reason, the listeners are the reasons why we're sharing. It's not just because we want to just spit poetry. It's because we want to know that we're being received with love, with admiration. We want to know that such as myself, that someone's life out there is being changed. Even currently now, as I'm, you know, on the show, hosting the radio show for tonight with you, there's just a few hours. I have to take, I have a flight leaving out in the morning time. I have to be at the airport 4:00 this morning, because come noon tomorrow, I have to bury someone dear to me that's going too soon, like a son to me, from some senseless violence that should have never occurred. And I woke up early. I had to go to work today. I had a lot of things going on, and I'm like, this show potentially, you know, if we hit overtime, could grow and last until 1:00 in the morning. I have to be at the airport by 4:00 in the morning, yet it was important enough that I need this. I need this precursor to carry me through what I have to deal with tomorrow. But I'm going to let tomorrow be tomorrow. because tonight it's about poetry. So that's the accountability phase from me, Miss La Perla Negra. And as I hear you, oh my goodness, I was going to say week in, week out, but it's almost day in, day out. How you know, you're always on point with the shows and always sharing some type of fire, and it comes off so phenomenal. I just want to take a moment and, you know, get a little bit from you, a little of your perspective about how you see the accountability of poetry amongst like artists as ourselves.
Okay. You know, I started writing poetry when I was very young because I had a lot of trauma in my life. And my accountability comes in when I grab a pen and paper. Even though what I'm writing is coming straight from my heart immediately, I'm still, there's always a side of my brain that is taking into consideration how these words that I write down are going to make a person feel. And is this telling their story? I know somewhere out there I'm telling somebody else's story, or I'm going to be telling somebody else's story. And I fall in love with my own pen, not just other people's poetry, but my own pen, because everything that I write just comes from deep inside of me, from all kinds of experiences that I've had. Another thing is, I know that my poetry, my thoughts, my feelings can't be taken away from me. Everything else can be, but not my poetry, because it's me. Mm-hmm. You know? So that's pretty much it right there.
Which brings us to another level. Poetry, you know, I mentioned how it changed my life, opened up another dimension for me, yet you speak of it on how it heals, mm-hmm. on how it's therapy, on how it saves sanity. You know, it's just amazing. These are just two perspectives, and as I'm looking in the studio at the hands that's up ready to tear the mic down, I know that their hands are up because they too have their perspectives on what poetry does for them and how they put it together, how they craft their words and how they share. You know, that's another level, right? It's one thing, we have poets that write. Some poets, it's like you read poetry and sometimes I'll say, man, I just can't get them trying to get the flow the way they have it, but having a platform, once again, just giving another shout out to For Real, the poet, for making this possible, because we have that opportunity to be able to hear it from the voice of the authors themselves. And that is just another level, again, of accountability and appreciation from someone such as myself. And again, I'm sure you agree.
Absolutely.
Just a phenomenal platform we have here. So as we can go on and on and on, but I see hands raised, and it's been about a month since we've been here. So if with all due permission, I would love to ask you, if you don't mind taking this mic and setting a tone for this evening, because I know you got something up your sleeve for the listeners here tonight. So with that being said, Queen, are you ready to take the mic?
Absolutely. The pleasure will be mine. Yes.
Well, Miss La Perla Negra, the mic is yours.
Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is just something I jotted down today. Y'all know I'm the queen of short pieces, but I'll give it to you anyway. This is untitled. I was once asked, how do you think it's possible to truly open and fully love him after being broken? Love isn't picture perfect or wrapped in a pretty box like you see on that pretty box called TV. What if they inherited generational trauma? Could you still love them fully through, or would you walk away singing the blues? I said, see, my love is not your love. And you damn sure ain't gonna love them, even in a good attempt, love them the way that I do. And of course, I want him to fight for me, but I'm not comparing. See, I haven't been programmed by the programming, so I don't follow a program. And my love story doesn't look like everyone else's. I am very comfortable with that. We are not the same. I love the way I love, with intention. Not for what he can do for me, but because his presence is appreciated. And he doesn't have to put me on a pedestal so high where I might fall harder than ever. He already has me. He just has to pour back into my cup as I've done him. Because my love for him is woven throughout the stitches of time, just like the natural tangles of my crown are naturally woven together. I just let it happen naturally because I know it's divine. And that's that piece.
You know, if I haven't been off the show for a month, and to come back, I must first start off and say, I wasn't ready. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
From the moment that you began, you first, you weren't programmed by the program, right? And It was that line for me. I was sitting up there taking notes, and, you know, I'm one of those, I try to take notes, but sometimes I just have to drop the pen and not try to capture line for line because I'll miss a line in doing so. And it's my pleasure to do that because from the moment that you begun, you spoke with, number one, passion. Just spoke about being able to hear it from the mouth of the author. To hear that gave me, I felt it in my chest. I felt the love. I felt the emotion. It doesn't need a title because it spoke volumes for what it was. It went and it built a story and took me to an image, and I'm quite sure I'm going to keep calling him out that, you know, as I know that for real, when he listens in and he hears this, because that's another artist who speaks with such passion. And I always, always, always bring attention to that because he does something so unique. And I have to give you your own flowers in that same right because it's, you know, I introduce you as sultry, as sexy, as incomparable because you do something that only you could do with those words. So I'm grateful to have heard that. And it was new ink. New spit.
Yeah.
You wrote that today, right?
Yeah, I did.
I mean, that was like, if I said, okay, anonymity, what could you do to offer critique on that? And I would say, absolutely nothing. 100% beautiful. And with gratitude, I thank you for sharing that tonight. That was everything for me. I asked you to set a tone, and oh, my God, did you ever? And I'm not just saying that because you're my co-host. I am a fan of yours, lady. Know that. Absolutely know that.
Thank you. I'm a fan of yours as well, definitely. And what I want to say is I know that you got something. I know you got something in your bag because you got a bag full of pieces. I've heard your magnificence, and I know I'm not the only one that is anxious to hear something from you. So we want to know, did you bring us something for our listening pleasure tonight?
You know, to start off and say, I actually was not. I wasn't going to share a piece tonight. However, because I'm being asked, I will pull something out. And I'm going to do something that I've done on other radio shows, but I haven't done on this show, and that is I'm going to touch on a little bit of erotica. Ooh. But as I touch on erotica with this piece here, I just ask the listeners to, you know, I kind of heard on some of the shows about erotic and different things, and I just want to take a moment and highlight, because I do love this piece. It's not a long piece, but it is all metaphorically written, and it's erotica. So I will share that piece with permission.
All right, well, the mic is yours.
This poem is entitled Her Curves. Her curves, perfectly acclimated, scripted, written like the penmanship of sexy. I yearn to touch her, sketch my trademark upon the anatomy of her figure, leaving the tattooed signature of my hand and cock, endorsing the formation of her body. I autograph the secrets of her chastity, exploding an ejaculation of ink upon the perfection of her beauty. She's been accented with exotic curves of curses, allowing my dick to shift in bold lines of print, slightly bent, giving her pleasure while she orgasmically screams my name and curses, sucking me off sincerely. Please, fuck me, daddy. See, I release while she teases. Her silhouette riddles me breathless, leaving little left for my imagination to guess what lies behind the secrets of Victoria. I take my aim between the sexy legs of her stand. Her side view entices me like the shadow of an upside-down question mark. Picture it. Now watch as I masturbate, outlining the patterns of her S shapes. That's hips, that ass, those breasts. Tracing her silhouette, using a mix of my pre-cum with white ink to cover her physique of the ebony sheets while she remains on display. See, she entices me. End piece.
Wow. You know what? That was sexy. That was very, very sexy. That was erotic. It was sensual, and I love detail because it gives me a visual, as I am a visual poet. I love it. But I am a fan of anything that you spit. And that right there, I think I remember that piece. That was dope. That was really, really dope. I had a little bit of noise in the background because little man woke up a little bit. But
we got our co-host. We got our other co-host.
Yeah, well, he's laying up on the boobies right now, so he's drifting back off. But I love that piece. I really, really do. That was so dope, man. I'm telling you, I could listen to you spit all day, honestly. If you just laid out an audio book, I would listen to the whole thing because I am such a fan of your work and how you spit. You use this. You have a particular style, a particular way of saying the words that you say. You're very, very direct with them, and that it adds to the poetry that you spit, that you write. It's just, it makes you pay attention, and I really, really, man, I love that piece. Yeah, you have to come up on the erotic love zone with some of that, yo.
You know, I appreciate that, and That's what Iron Sharpens Iron is all about. We had two different pieces coming through. My co-host came and she took the mic. I mean, before we even got started through the introduction, the forces tried to prevent this from happening, but there is, it can't be stopped, won't be stopped, okay? So
That's right.
You did tonight was everything for me. And as I came, you know, bought something different, I appreciate the feedback. I appreciate the flowers. I appreciate the love. It does nothing but motivate me to keep on going. But as we can go on and on, because I'm just as big of a fan of yours, we got some callers out there that got some dopeness ready to get started. And I'm excited for them. So before we get our first caller on the line, we're going to do our due diligence. We're going to handle our business, and we're going to get a station identification in. And then the lines are about to open up in the floodgates of poetry, spoken word, and art shall commence. Queen, are you ready to, let's get into the station identification, and then we want to get into our artist tonight. You ready?
Absolutely. All right. I got you.
Once again, you are tuned into the For Real Entertainment Network. And tonight, Epiphany Radio presents Iron Sharpens Iron, A Royal Pen's Perspective. I am your host, Anonymity, along with my co-host, Miss Sultry, Sexy Diva herself, La Pearl, La Negra. Holding it down with me tonight. As you know, and if you don't know, here's the number, 319-527-6300. Call in and get your soul fed. Press 1 to be heard. You know we want to hear you. And tonight's show is definitely sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? And shout out to our CEO, the author, Larry Maddux, a.k.a. For Real, the poet Douglas. The Crown Royal Lounge has opened. We got the Purple Light Special going on and drinks of choice, whatever you like. And as we mentioned Raw Links, I had the privilege, the honor of getting some Raw Links. I will tell you firsthand, there's nothing like it. Out person of style, I'm a person of craft, and even with the meaning behind the Raw Links, it is an honor to own some, and I got some more that I'm going to go get. I suggest getting you some Raw Links. I promise you will not be disappointed. It is amazing art for you to wear, and it has meaning behind it. So get you some Raw Links if you don't. But hey, look, we said we're about to open up this, open up the mics and let the floodgates commence. Miss La Pearl and Negra, are you ready to get our first caller on the line?
Oh, I am so ready. We got us a area code 240. Welcome to Iron Sharpens Iron. Who do we have on the mic?
You got Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. Can you hear me okay, La Pearl and Negra?
Crystal clear. Welcome, Joe. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine. And Amenity, how you feeling, brother? Good to hear you back, sir.
Hey, brother, listen, I am happy to be here. And after you know, the mic got blazed by my co-host, and I did my best to follow. Hearing you on here, again, I'm a fan. I don't know what you're bringing tonight, but I'm already, my heart start racing. I heard who's on the line first. That's how the energy keeps going. That's what this show's all about. So how are you, Kenny? Absolutely. What is good with you?
Fantastic, fantastic. I'm doing a little gardening now, but, yeah, life is good, brother. Life is good.
You beating this heat wave we got blowing through?
You know, it doesn't really bother me because I love the heat. It can't get hot enough for me, so, you know, I'm in seventh heaven right now.
I love it. I love it. But listen, King, I know you got some ink for us, but we started off the show kind of talking about the accountability factor of poetry. And, you know, as I am a fan of your ink, man, you know, Joe, the verbal mind dancer, that name itself says so much, and you live up to that name perfectly, man. Whoever dubbed you that, they knew exactly what they were onto. So just, if you don't mind, man, give us a minute. I don't want to take up too much of the time with that, but, you know, just talking about this accountability, man. What do you think about, you know, the craft that we do here? What do you feel as though, you know, I spoke about how it, you know, kind of how it helped opened up my, you know, my mind to introduce me to another dimension that just kind of changed my life. Miss La Perla Negra spoke about how it was a healing, man. How did poetry encompass you?
Well, like, you know, I heard earlier in the conversation, you know, it's a great responsibility to be able to, you know, put words on the paper like that. And one must be careful because you really just can't, you know, you shouldn't just write anything because you really don't know how it's going to affect somebody. Now, when I do do some poetry, sometimes, you know, it's, you know, to like a healing poem to uplift somebody or something like that, you know, it's written with purpose, something like that. But also, you know, you can write to educate. You know, we read school books, but a lot of times, you know, we teach as poets. So, you know, there's a great responsibility. And it kind of frees your mind as well because, you know, a lot of things, you know, I used to hold in. I would never express it. But then I found that I can really express it, you know, anger, whatever. I can put it on the page and it's done. You know, that anger is gone someplace else. It's on the paper. So I use it as a cleansing sort of thing.
A release.
Yes,
love it.
Absolutely.
Well, brother, as I'm a huge fan of your art. We talk about expression. I'm going to hand the mic and turn it over to you and express. Mic is yours.
All right, this piece is called Boob Tube. Do not adjust your television set. The story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent. Wait a minute here. One out of 12. You've been in a dragnet lately? Long time no see. Who loves you, baby? As I dwell on these Tootsie Roll Pops. Cops and cop shows. Cop pros, those cop crime lines, bodies with those outlines, orange jumpsuits, tucked away throwaways in the lining of my boot. Don't shoot, give me the loot. How to murder your wife, now that was a hoot. Don't do the crime if you can't do the time. Loretta didn't keep his eye on a sparrow. Did anyone else but me think Morticia was fine as ever? I know to this day I have a dark frame of mind. Captain Kirk put in work on a green behind. Lost in space and Perry Mason. I want to kill Dr. Smith for all the problems he created. I couldn't function with that petticoat junction. There wasn't much in black entertainment other than to learn my taste from those role-based actors. I mean, Julia. Were we supposed to clap for her? That gap in her reality was a carried on a string mentality. I stuck with science fiction and Close Encounters of the Third Mind. The other kind of fiction led to encounters of a preferred time. Remember your past. Remember where you came from. Remember all those smiling faces from whence you got your name from. It's the same, son. They're still telling you who you are by selling you who you are. Programmed to buy a life where there's no purchase form. Perchance to dream by any other name. Consumerism fueled the modern slave trade. You are about to enter another dimension. A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A journey into the wondrous land of imagination. Next stop, the twilight zone. I dropped that stereo mode. I'm not a type. I'm an entity. The biggest influence that I see. Television brought out the freak in me. Every single woman was beautiful to me. Well, except Miss Jane, but even Jethro was no fool. There was nothing on the TV set that wasn't innuendo or triggers to keep you being high and keeping your throat wet. Those so-called documentaries so they can portray you as fallen enemies. Our Trojan horse is their TV. Everybody's watching the big screen. But I like screams and murder and mayhem. Whodunits are cool, man. But black people portrayed as fools, man. Made up lies where imagination rules, man. Amos and Andy didn't seem so dandy once we were finally schooled, man. I can't flow to that stage of mental oppression. I remember the movie Gaslight now. That was a lesson. Family Matters, all I got was a crush on Laura. How many times were our queens portrayed as flora to be seated, or maids to be cleaning, or matriarchs in the wake of a father's leaving? Damn, 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 the struggles of a man. Then that make-believe Huxtable clan. The cold hard truth is, they're trying to program you. Silk rag on my mic, are you stiff homes? Stuck in a menagerie of black life clones? Maury Springer thinkers ain't got shit to do, drinkers. Cheaters, Jesus, another game show. How many times have we seen this shock and awe flow? These below the belt blows, these how you even know, never leaving the front door. No to the innocent, yes for the flames. Those who truly give a shit always get the blame. They think they all that fame, rocking a vacant page. Slave to the rhythm, ain't no Grayson Jonesing. This present participle won't leave me alone, man. It's omen, ill man. Don't get caught in the stream. Don't get caught in your magnificence and wake up in viral dreams. Peace.
Wow. You know, poet, I was just texting in the back channel that you deliver with intent and words perfectly selected. I will say, when you deliver your pieces, brother. Let me just tell you. You do a couple things, and I get it every time I get a chance to hear you, and I'm grateful for it, as it has become something that I expect from you, and I thank you for never letting me down. They say expectation breed disappointment. But you do a couple things I'm going to comment on. I say you deliver with intent. You emphasize your first, you speak so I can catch your words with the feeling and the intent that they were delivered through. I don't miss that. I can't read that. I get that only when I get a chance to hear you spit. Miss LaPerla Negra spoke about having an audio book by me that she would listen to. Brother, I would tell you the same thing. I would purchase your audio book and go through each and every track that you have to catch your meaning with the intent behind your words. And your words perfectly selected. I can see you crafting and challenging yourself when you're writing and saying that's not powerful enough because I'm feeling harder than that word is, and you'll go back and you'll flip it, and then you'll probably rearrange it. And you take time and you craft it, and a person like me, an artist like me, appreciates every bit of that. So thank you for that.
Well, thank you, Anonymity. I appreciate that. Appreciate it, brother.
Listen, blessings are mine to behold. Miss LaPerla Negra?
Ooh, sorry. I was trying to make it up the steps. Joe, you already know I'm a fan. You speak so deliberately with your words. You have a uniqueness about your voice, first of all. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, I can hear you fine.
Loud and clear.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's something, you know, you picked the right pen name, the Verbal Mind Dancer, because you do that with us, regardless of what it is that you are spitting. You take us somewhere, and it's so deliberate. The way that you speak, it's like it's a lot of power behind your. It's power behind your voice when you say your words. It's like, I know you hear me while I'm talking, and I love it. It's like it's a control thing almost.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
And your pieces mm-hmm. are always super direct. And that you always say, some people I know you done pissed some folks off waking them up with some of your pieces. I know you have. Okay. I have listened to your pieces, okay? You spitting some you know, you open up some doors and spitting some truth in there that a lot of people are not ready to hear.
Mm-hmm.
But it is necessary. It's very, very necessary. And I think you're just one of the top-tier poets, man. I appreciate it when you come on and I can get a chance to listen to you. I think you're dope, and I love the piece you just did. So thank you.
I thank you all for having me, and thanks for the invite. You know, I enjoy this show a lot. So, yeah, absolutely.
Hey, brother.
Thank you.
If you don't mind,
yes,
I want to ask a favor from you.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to ask for a poem. And I want you to entitle it With Intent and do whatever you want to do with that. I'm just curious to see what you do with that.
Oh, well, I love a challenge, brother. Well, let's say I love a good prompt. So, yeah. Absolutely. No problem.
I would appreciate that. Everything about you tells me I'm going to get what I'm looking for. I appreciate that.
I'll have it ready for you before the end of the show, bro.
Hey, if that's the case, right, we're gonna save a little time. Just keep your just keep your hand up. If that's the case, just reach out, hit it, let us know it's ready. I'll be you know what I'm saying, I'm here for that.
All right, bro.
My brother. Hey, listen, but right now I do got a spot for you in the Crown Royal Lounge. So kick your feet back, take your shoes off. Get your craft on. Get whatever you want from the bar. Get whatever you need to get into your mojo. Do your thing. If you need that television there, man, let's not close the room off. All right? So go do your thing, brother. And one love, one mic to you.
One love, one mic, brother.
One mic.
Wow. And that is how the show, the callers begin. So that was enough spoken because that was everything. And I am anxious to keep this party rolling. So, Ms. La Negra, who we got next?
All right, we got up next area code 540. Welcome to Iron Sharpens Iron. Who do we have on the mic?
Mr. Automatic Harris, man.
I thought so. Hey, Auto, welcome.
My brother, what's good, man?
Everything's good.
Man, listen, I know you got something to come through with, but, man, getting a chance to sit here and talk to you on the show, I am really, really, really curious about our topic tonight. So, you know, one of the things that we spoke about, and this is something I would really love to talk to you about, man, is we talked about the accountability phase of what we do as artists, you know, not just drafting and creating art, but we take it another level because we share the art. And then you specifically, you're in a one percenter group. So you you happen to be in that group that, you know, at any given time, man, you know, you'll flip and freestyle on something. And it's something that,
yeah.
you know, I actually tip my hat to artists that do that and do that well. So, you know, I'm not, you know, I know you bring that to it. So, as I say in talking about our topic tonight, the accountability phase of Iron Sharpens Iron, man, what's your thoughts on the artist that you are getting into poetry? How do you see accountability tying into what it is that you do?
To me, I see that, you know, poetry has power. It's a lot of power and it's a lot of influence in poetry. Me, when I do poetry, I'm trying to teach. I like the philosophy. I like to be a philosopher of poetry, wherever it is. If it's erotic, if it's revolution, I like to have a philosophy of it. I like to take me the way I have my poetry. I like to take people from one place to another. It's like you're driving.
Mm-hmm.
You have your start to your finish, and I'm trying to take you to different areas. I want you to see where I'm going. Sometimes you can't. And sometimes it's like when you go somewhere for the very first time, you never know which road you're going to go to, because it's the very first time that you hear this poem. So you don't know where you're going to go. You don't know what roads. I mean, even if you Google map, you've never been there before. So you still have to prepare for what you're going to see. You know,
wow.
People take when people have their own dialect in poetry, they're taking people to different avenues with metaphors.
You know, you mentioned metaphors, my brother. The poem I shared, it was the erotic piece. It was surrounding around metaphors. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And it was took it to an erotic level. And you know, you mentioned something. You said about how the pieces, you know, you don't know, like the listener not knowing where they're going, right? You take
right.
them places. That part of it. So, you know, when you the journey that you take them on, you're building it for them, okay? And you're leading them to a place, and like you said, it can be shocking. It's going to stir an emotion, that part of it, right? It's going to make you feel. It's going to make you feel. So as you do that, I see, and in your poetry, man, I hear you, and I listen to you do that. So I'm going to not even I just want to give you the mic now, and I'm just curious to see where you take us this evening. So, brother,
right.
The mic is yours.
This poem is going to be called Changes. In this life, what we see, the pain that we see, wondering if it's a heaven for us, wondering if it's a time for us, we're trying to make it. And sometimes it seems like the injustice has us naked, and we're trying to have our voice so clear. We're trying to make it that our voices be so clear. We go from one decade to the next, and we try to address that we never suffer less. Those are changes that has come into place. Those are difficult times that we are willing to face. And everything that has shown, let it be known, our voices that need to be heard and expressed for every word. Sometimes our community is like the science. Sometimes what we face with is like the guidance, provided that we come with knowledge, therefore, that we come with more words to observe, expressing our words and our views. Sometimes that we get sad when we look at the news. So I say, going through this pain, it's like going through the changes. Our lives, doesn't matter because the enemy treats like our lives doesn't matter, but we have to provide that it does matter. We are in, therefore, after trying to make changes into a constitution that had nothing to do with us. It was all contradiction. It was like reading a book that was fiction. And trying to be free is just another addiction of the pain that was in the affliction. We are societies like the letdowns down in the ghettos, trying to be prosperous, trying to see the other side like the eyes on the prize. But we have to improvise. We have to be better as a community. This is part of the unity. But in this life, in every life, we go through different changes. This automatic charismatic lyric lynch take is in the morning for up and dry.
You know, brother, it's something that you do well.
Sometimes I'm sitting up there and if I may ask,
where do your roots lie? Where are you born and raised at? If I could ask that question.
Washington, D.C.
My man. You know, I'm from Philly, born and raised in Philly. And I remember I've been to Detroit, never been to Chicago. I've been to Cal. I've been to several places. Spent time. Raleigh's my second home. But D.C. is the only place I ever went to when I was there. It reminds me so much of home because you see what you do so well. You see and you take that poem, you talk about intent, the Joe the Verbal Mind Dance, that poem, your intent, I felt like that you took me through an awakening of society and seeing life through the eyes that a lot of people don't see. There's people who have buku bucks not knowing what to even do with their money. They try to spend it so the taxes don't grab it. They make so much. And they never even imagined that a person could look through life and see the things that seen. I was in Philadelphia for the 4th of July festival. They had a shooting where police got shot. It was the first time for a lot of those people down there enjoying the 4th of July festival, the patriots of this country, the ones who love it, go and die for it, could not imagine that there's people who live this. It becomes a normal part of reality. I have it in a poem called Oppression. And you do that very well.
I'm sorry, I didn't want to.
Nah, brother, I'm listening.
Interrupt you.
That's why you here.
Okay.
Nah, brother,
there are some things that concern me. Jalen Walker, a young brother who, he ran and got shot. Unarmed black man gets shot. And when it's white mass shooters, they don't get shot. They treat it as, okay, are you okay? There's been so many unarmed black men and women who have been murdered, slaughtered. And when I hear people say, well, what about black-on-black crime? This is not about crime. This is about injustice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Crime, see, the thing is about crime, if two black people are in court, I guarantee there will be justice because a black man will go to jail. But if you have like a George Floyd with racist cops, and there will be, well, we have to investigate, even though the evidence is clear. The evidence is very clear of how he put his knee and cut off his windpipe. But then there has to be an investigation because the police are trying to cover themselves. They're not into, they have no interest in justice. It's the people, it's the power of the people that commit, that make them answer. When we come together, they have to answer for all their crimes.
We have to come to
that. Yes, the way that happened in the 60s, 70s, when we come together, it takes unity. for to stop the atrocity, the violence against us. See, the murder happens, but justice don't always happen.
Yeah, no, nah, true, man. And, that's like, listen, I want to, Nah,
No,
what I was saying, man, everything that you're saying, I'm going to tell you why. My apologies, want to make sure we get to our callers, but there is something that I got two things. One thing I'll say now, and then I want to get my co-host to give you some feedback as well. Then I got a challenge for you, my brother. But the first thing I wanted to say is, if you don't mind, I'd like to do a collaboration with you, because you're saying a whole lot that needs to spill the right way. And I didn't mean to cut you off, but it took me somewhere, and we're going to be building, and then we're going to take a portion of the show, and I want to go around this entire topic with you. So it's something that's kind of stirring for later on down the road, and you're taking me somewhere that I think is very, very, very prominent and necessary. And that's why I didn't want to cut it off, but you just took me somewhere. You understand where I'm going with that? So there's a collaboration.
Yeah, I appreciate that. It would be an honor. And a privilege to be in unity.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like I said, it's something stirring in my mind. That's the inspiration, motivation part. But Miss LaPearla Negra, I'm gonna give an opportunity. I know she got something. I'm gonna have a challenge for you. And you know what I mean? We got to get that Crown Royal Lounge filled up. But Miss LaPearla Negra, when she's
I'm here. Yes. Otto, you know, I told you before, I think several times, I have this thing where I wish that I could freestyle. And when you come with your particular pieces that you do off the top of your head, which are mostly conscious pieces, because you're another one that wake people up and piss some folks off, because they are not ready to come from underneath of that little security umbrella of denial of what's going on in the world. I like that, and I really wish I could do that. Conscious is not my lane, so I don't go over there too much. I have done a few pieces, but I really. When you get into your pieces, you really make some very strong points. I hate to keep repeating myself. You point out a lot of things that are going on in this world that people just don't want to face. They don't want to walk through that door of the truth. And we need more poets like that to do these conscious pieces to keep people aware of what's going on around them. You know, a lot of people like to sweep that stuff under the rug and be like, yeah, well, you know, it's the norm, but it shouldn't be the norm. It shouldn't be something that we're used to, you know. And you and Joe and it's a couple of other poets that y'all keep that fresh, you keep it alive, and that's what we need. And I really, really appreciate it. And I love your piece, man.
Thank you. I got to give a shout out to Larry, man, my brother. And he always, he's one of my favorite poets. I love that man. He always have words of encouragement for me. You know what I mean? He's like my big brother. Yeah, I always have love for Larry Manock. You know what I mean? He's always been that type of, you know, I could go to him and he's just been, he always accepted me. You know what I mean? Yep. Like, and he came up, poem. Oh my God. Like, I was hyped. He had a poem that was awful. He's like a Malcolm X of poetry. Tell you the truth. I mean, that's the way I feel.
Absolutely.
Hey, listen, all facts. You know, can't say enough about him, man. He's what I would, listen, Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet Douglas, is who I refer to as a real one. A true definition of who a real one is. I met the man. I respect the man. I have nothing but love for the thing that man stands for.
So salute, King. I know you out there. I know you listening in. I know that you know what I mean, busy handling your handle. But ain't nothing but love going your way, brother. This time, this segment, this time is devoted to you. You make this possible. You have love for the art, and you are a real one. So much respect.
He is a real one.
Mm-hmm. And with that, I do. I said I got a challenge for you. So here's my challenge. And actually, I caught something, so I'm going to double the challenge here. Miss La Perla Negra, this one is bringing you in on here too. So sometime in this art, well, I can't even. I'm a reserve, Miss LaPearl, definitely for you right now. But
okay.
Miss LaPearl, stay close on this for me, okay? All right. Now we talk about the accountability, and we talk about the, the accountability part, especially when we're sharing, right? So I got an opportunity, and I love what you do, and I love what you did even on the night that I'm going to go back and refer to just for a second, because I'm going to have a challenge for you, and here's my challenge. My challenge is, I would love to hear you, with the feedback that's been given on the previous show, the Erotic Love Song, to write an erotic piece. And I'm going to give you a heads up and say, caution yourself that we're not writing porn. We still want to remain true to the art. And here's the thing. You are
okay.
So drawn in to what you do when you write, I want you to set a focus, because remember what you said earlier. You said you're going to you take your reader in a direction, and sometimes they don't even know how they want to be. I just want you to stay with the intent, because you're trying to go somewhere. But I want you to take us there as only you can do, if that makes sense to you.
I tell you what, I accept the challenge. I'll probably have to come with some metaphors. Come with some metaphors.
Hey, listen.
You know, I want to say a real thing.
Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. Be prepared. Prepare yourself. Welcome it. Look for it. That if someone can take it and give you flowers in the way of saying, hey, listen, I think you can take it even a step further. Ask the right questions about what that means if you don't understand, because sometimes they're like they're asking something from you, because you do it so much with what you do great. That is challenging you to take it and put it on another level of something else outside, because that only elevates you and your versatility, if you will. We do what we do easy, but I touch on a lot of different – there are genres, which is why I asked Ms. La Perla Negra, because she just said in this conversation that, you know, she has times where, like, getting into the conscious. I know J-Rob, the wise son, that's his forte, but J-Rob also does something on the erotic side. That's crazy. He does something on the celebration side. He even does things on the side where it's comedy.
Right.
It's comedy.
I,
for real, does
it,
like these. I just,
I'm listening.
It is the thing about that. I could do erotic pieces. I think I would have to meditate to clear my mind on what's going on in the world and trying to get to an erotic zone, because if I keep hearing about brothers getting shot, brothers getting no justice, it gets so, like, I'm trying to, like, change my pen, but I get so mad sometimes. I get very angry sometimes. Like, I just, like, I'm so frustrated in this country about the injustice that we and what they owe us as a people. And America has never had any accountability what's happened to us. They have a hate crime for Asians, but they should have been had a hate crime for us.
Brother,
I would try to draw some erotic and try to, like, stay in that zone, go in that erotic zone without thinking about what's happening,
brother,
against us as a people.
Listen, this is Iron Sharpens Iron, right? And this is a grown folk show. So I'm going to take you back old school. I'm going to take you back to one of the movies, take me back to my childhood, okay? It's called House Party. And in House Party, there was a part when the boy was so mad at kids. He was like, yo, man, every time I close my eyes, I dream, I think about it. And he said, word? I don't know about that. And the other boy said, I don't know about you, but when I don't know these, I'm going to fuck up the word, but when I'm in my zone there,
all I can think about is the pussy. Now, don't make it porn.
That's not like play. That's not like player probably said that. You got kids, play. That might have been player said that. Yeah.
But you understand what I'm saying?
No, kids play.
I got you. Just talk to her. Talk to her. That's what, listen, women are called helpmates for a reason. We know who we're born to be. We know what's in our DNA. We know how our chemistry is made. We know why we're led with testosterone, but there's a reason why we have estrogen, and she is estrogen. But she also understands testosterone. Focus on her when you get that piece. You feel me? You with me?
I got a woman.
Write a poem, poet.
I have my queen. And I love my. There you go.
That's all you need.
About my woman.
So with that, I'm gonna tell you something that you didn't know. She's already waiting for you in the cut in the Crown Royal Lounge. She's already back there. You don't even know she showed up. See what I'm saying? She already back there. So and she got something special. I'm not gonna say too much, but she's waiting on you. So I'm going to say early for you, one love, one mic, and go handle your VIP.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one.
Word. Yo, let's get a quick station identification in and get this thing rolling. We're going to get through everybody. Listen, everybody on the Love Lounge. The Love Lounge. See, I'm talking about the Erotic Love Lounge. Your show, oh, my God, I got to make sure I'm off on one. Let's get the station identification going and keep it hot.
I got you. All right.
Tiffany Radio.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the For Real Entertainment Network. And tonight, Epiphany Radio presents for you Iron Sharpens Iron, a Royal Pen's Perspective. I am your host, Anonymity, along with my co-host, the sexy diva, the one and only Miss La Perla Negra. You got about 27 minutes to call in. Again, that number, 319-527-300. That's 319-527-6300. Call in, get your soul fed, or better yet, press 1 to do the feeding, you know, be heard. And tonight's show is sponsored by some raw links, where you can get you some raw links. Why be average when you can be raw? And shout out to my brother, the CEO, the one and only Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. He makes this thing possible. We appreciate you, brother. And, of course, the Crown Royal Lounge is open. We have some dope poetry. We got some things going on in the lounge. You know, it's got Purple Light Special Rules. Vegas ain't got nothing on that. But we're going to get back to this mic. We're going to get back to opening up the lines. We're going to keep this thing going. Miss La Perla Negra, who we got coming up?
We got Area Code 410. Welcome to Iron Sharpens Iron. Who do we have on the mic?
Well, you better know who it is.
Hey, this is rain. Yes. Oh. I smell a little moisture in the air. Yes.
You know what?
You should have felt me coming.
Oh my goodness, it already started raining in here. You know what's crazy? People don't even know that those who know me know that I have a heightened sense of smell, and I smelt the rain. I love the rain. So, hey, Diva lady, how are you?
Oh, well, I'm not used to hearing you call me Diva. That's funny.
Hey, listen, I'm trying to take it back and get back in the zone where I told you that I just got twisted with words and had to go and just say, get back and Terrence, get over here. I even get my government. Yeah, Terrence, come here. Oh, my goodness. Hey, lady, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, Sincere? I've enjoyed the show.
Wow. I can smell the rain. Okay, back to the show. Welcome. I heard I missed you when you came to Philly. Accountability we were talking about, right? You're talking about, we'll get back on topic. I went, the erotic love zone is it's a beautiful thing.
Wait, are we talking accountability? I'm so lost.
Listen, you can't
like
change.
We all over the place.
Okay. We were talking about poetry. We were actually on a PG-13 show for a minute. And then the topic of erotica somehow stirred in here. And we trying to get back on track. So we just happened to come at a bad time but a perfect time. So accountability. We were talking about it goes hand in hand with the genius of our craft, our pen, and our gift. And you are gifted. Gifted.
Okay.
So,
thank you.
Do you take accountability? Because with great power comes great responsibility, and you make it rain when you come through, and then it's raining, and it wasn't raining, and now I'm drenched and rain.
You know what? So, for me, accountability, I think, is important, and I think that there are layers to this, and I'm going to keep my answer short because I know that I'm sure you have a lot of callers. So, but for me, I didn't really start to write. I wrote, like, erotic stories back in the day, but I didn't really start to, like, try to tap into anything until I was going through my divorce. And so I was able to write a lot of introspective pieces back then. My pen name back then was Creative Truth. And so I was just trying to, you know, write my story. But over time, my pen evolved, and I stopped writing for 7 years, I think. And during that time, there is a drastic difference in my pen, and I have a couple close friends that are really dope ass poets, and so they keep it real with me, and I accept constructive criticism. And so I actually recently read that piece that Van responded to, and that you said you were going to respond to. I read that piece to a friend of mine, and he said, that's the best piece you've ever written. And it was the way that he said it was my delivery and all of that. I say all of that to say I think that we have to be open to constructive criticism in our poetry. But also, some of us just write to – Joe was saying that the pen has a responsibility. But some of us are literally – we're just here to get it out, and that's where I started. So we're not here to make poetry pretty. We're not here to make words play. We're not here to do metaphoric, ridiculous backflips with words. not all of us are word whores. Not all of us are into the constructs of the different types of poetry. Some of us are here literally getting our emotions out on the page, and that is going to speak to someone. I think that there are, again, layers and levels to this. And so we have to be mindful. I know a lot of people, a lot of poets that are very judgmental when it comes to poetry. I have been that person too. I think that sometimes when you feel like a poet could be so much better and you would love to see them try to do something different, and they just want to do it how they do it, and, you know, that's their prerogative. But, you know, as a you just sometimes you want to see people evolve. And unless somebody's asking for it, then you really just got to mind your business, right? But, like, sometimes I just, you know, on Clubhouse is a different world. And, you know, sometimes I'll ask somebody, like, especially with erotic poetry, I'd be like, you know what, could you do me a favor and run that back and, like, slow that down and add a little bit more emphasis? Because when you're doing erotic poetry and you're delivering erotic poetry, that's a whole nother world. And you have to deliver a certain way if you want it to be received. And you were making a profound point when you were talking to Automatic Charismatic. You know, I'm not a big fan of pornetry. So if I want to play by play, I'm just going to have sex. I don't, but that's me. That's me. So that's my take on it. Hopefully I answered the question.
Yeah, the thing that got me, you can't even answer a question without making it rain. I'm metaphorically driven. I pay attention to what you're saying. I understand exactly. It's the core. You even said early on, you said that you started out writing erotic stories. I'm sorry. You just make it rain. But I totally agree with everything that you said. So when you, at times, you talk about critique, at times, I agree with you. Sometimes critique for the opinions of certain people is not the right time, place for that. I totally agree. The platform means everything. So I get it. And like you said, how your pen has evolved and so on and so forth. Listen, I'm just going to get ready to step out of your way. I'm just going to hand you the mic as you're going to bring your genius to the mic. I don't know where you're going with this tonight, but wherever it is, do your thing, queen. Make it rain.
I refuse to fall in love with the poet. I refuse to fall in love with the poet because I know exactly what he's capable of. With this craft that he's continually perfecting and the elaborate imagination he's equipped with, he stays locked and loaded with cerebral mechanisms I mentally and physically cannot defend against. See, I be a sapiosexual and unapologetic word whore, so as soon as he starts fucking my mind with his mouth full of metaphors, I can't explain the way he be violating me. Violating my psyche with his hyperbolistic delivery. Even the way he plays with words and the cadence of his diction, it sentences me to life in his poetic sadomasochistic prison. I intently listen to the way alliteration rolls off his tongue like he's snatching the sanctity of my soul with it, evoking daydreams of how he rolls with it, rolls it slow and deliberate round my clear. I can't take it. He does that shit on purpose, with the purpose, purposely provoking me. See, he's got an appetite for keeping me on the edge, devouring my anticipation, and he enjoys every sadistic moment of it. My mind be screaming, slow down, baby. The loving ain't going nowhere. Just let it marinate for a minute before you start plowing through my inhibitions with promises that you just might keep if distance wasn't the only thing keeping us from making it a reality. See, he's not the blues in my left thigh. He's become the blues between my thighs because there is exactly 1,936 miles to separate his mouth from these honey-drip lips of mine. just a 5-hour nonstop flight, so he can lay over and lay under these thick curves, ready to deliver the funk just right. I'd be writing poems along the length and curve of his shaft, forcing a gasp with each mushroomed tip kiss of my cervix. He'd be thick with it. He'd be deliberate. Firm palms grip the width of these hips, exploring the depths of me as he got my pink eye open. Now I can see. I refuse to fall in love with the poet. Shit, who am I kidding? I might could just be open to it. That's right.
How many miles apart was that?
Damn.
Woo! Girl.
You know what? You know what? I'm going to designate an entire segment because I want you to do something for me. But it all begins with sending me that poem. And I don't even want you to send it to me. You got to record that for me. And I'm not talking audio. I need video. So everybody heard me exactly what I'm saying to you. And I need exactly that. I need you to give it to me the way it's intended to be given. I don't want to be cheated. I want to be pleased. I need that poem. I need that poem. Miss LaPerla, next.
Listen. Rain, my diva, the empress, you already know how I feel. I said the other night, you're toxic. Your voice is like, it's like cotton, a field of cotton with the smell of lavender. It's aromatherapy. I don't know what you call it. It's a feel of therapy, but it's physical therapy and aromatherapy. I'm trying to tell you, girl, I had to learn how to separate your voice from your words because it's too easy to get caught up in the sound of your voice, the tone that you use. Your flow is so damn smooth, and on top of it, you soft-spoken. That's dangerous. That is dangerous. But I want to know, how many miles was it between them sides? Because goddamn.
Listen.
Shit. I had to look down at my legs. I was like, wait a minute. I rubbed up. Wait a minute.
Yo,
you
it's
know what? I'm gonna tell you a secret. I'm gonna tell y'all the secret.
Okay.
I changed the miles just for the show.
Well, it is great to be hell appreciated, damn it, because that right there
it made me wet.
Okay. I'm trying to tell you, you came in here and just gave us a
poem talk about the. I got a poem talk about the pre-ejaculated mist, and for anybody that don't know what that is, that poem made me wet. Okay.
I can't. Listen, I know y'all have other callers on the line, so
listen.
I'm gonna go over in the lounge.
The Crown Royal Lounge, the Purple Light Special, all that. Mm-hmm. Yep, all that's over there. Mm-hmm. Go on over there.
I got a purple light here, so I'm gonna pretend like I'm there. Yeah, I got my purple light here. So, y'all have a beautiful evening. I'll be listening. Thank you so much for the space.
Send me that home. Okay. Mm-hmm. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Night,
oh,
wow.
Gee.
Wow.
Okay, let's get back to the call. Goodness. So first, I gotta just shout out really quick, two quick things I got to do. We have a lot of callers on the line. So I want to first and foremost appreciate and say thank you to everybody that's called in supporting this show. You are awesome. Second,
Because of it, I got to get everybody heard. So I am going to cut down my commentary and things like that because that's why we're here. We're here to hear you spit. Okay? I will give you something short and sweet. And if anything, you can inbox me and I will give you my full feedback. But thank you for the support. Now, before we get to our next caller, Ms. LaPerla Negra, you with us?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here.
I have to take a second and get a quick caller on the line because I wasn't even aware, and oh my goodness. So I am unmuting a mic.
Okay.
215-618. You're on the line. Who do we have on the call? Hi, Mom. Ladies and gentlemen, Anonymity's mother happens to be on the line. I had no idea that she called in and her son is cutting up. Hi, Mom.
Hey, welcome, welcome. Can she hear us?
Mom, are you on mute? Your hand is raised.
Mm-hmm.
I done put her on the spot. She done probably hung up on me. I'll call you, Mom. I love you.
Oh, my mom, well, on the line.
I was talking like that. I done put her on the spot. I done put her on the spot. But that's my mama. I love her. There's nobody like my mama.
That's what's up.
Oh, there you have it. Ooh, mama's on the line cutting up. I got a lot of playing to do in the morning. Okay. So, Mr. Perlnagra, let's keep the show rolling.
All right.
Who's our next caller?
Let's see. We got our next caller is area code 757. Welcome to Iron Sharpens Iron. Who do we have on the mic?
This is Ms. Lips.
Oh, hey, Diva, what's up?
Hey, girl. Hey, girl. Yeah, we had a ball in Philly.
Oh, boy, did we. Hmm.
Yeah. Hey, Ms. Lips.
Yeah.
Hey, Anonymity, what's up, darling?
Oh, man, I am good. I am chilling. I am in paradise. And you called in. What's good with you, lady? How are you?
I am very good. I had an ordeal after Philly, but I'm good. My car, like, literally started falling apart on the drive home. I was stuck in Memphis for almost 2 weeks because the rear hub fell apart.
Well, listen, you're blessed, highly favored, and you know we all got your back. So after Memphis, I know you got a story to tell, and I'd never been to Memphis, actually a place I always wanted to go visit, so we would definitely connect.
I did find time to go down to Beale Street. I had an absolute ball. I took pictures on the wing wall. I loved it.
Well, drop those pics. Put them in my inbox. Hit me up. You know what I mean? Okay. Show me. Because, like I said, I want to visit there, so definitely get there. I'll be waiting. But, listen, I know we got a lot of callers, and I just want to get you. I'm glad you're here because you know I'm a fan of your work. So I'm going to do the quick, the best, the right thing to do. Give you the mic. It belongs to you. Do your thing, Queen.
All right. This piece was inspired by Stevie Wonder's Yester Me, Yester You, Yesterday. Yester Me fell deeply into a pool of sensual pleasures that I almost drown in. And Yester You encourage me to swim in your acrid waters, eyes open and burning as I swallowed your aqua blue lies. You wanted me to believe in your fairy tale, but the truth at the bottom was a frightened little creature hiding behind the bolstered facade of a man, seeking to control the things in me that you could never live up to. So in Yesterday, I fell in love with a shadow, images of strength that smelled of pheromones and disappointment disguised as musky cologne. intricate and dark and filled with desires designed to distract me from the fact that the water level marks were measured in inches and not feet, and the placid surface hid the drowning sharks waiting to destroy me before I could reach the wall. In the beginning, it was sweet, sensual sensations, urging me to believe in the false safeties you had in store. But soon, you recognized the true depth of me and understood that you could never navigate all I held. So you dove into your narcissus, took pleasure in using my ocean to wash away your own selfish shortcomings, contentedly constructing constantly contradicting utterances to keep me confused, making me seek ways to find favor when you never intended my happiness, only your own self-centered gains to further your agenda of polyplay with singular souls, all believing in the single lie of fidelity. You needed to be the center of all things, and you foolishly decided that I was the weakest link, missing the fact that I was a solar cell. And once I stepped into the sun, you lost your appeal, and I walked out of yesterday, never to return. I'm Lips, and you've just been serviced.
First and foremost, title, perfectly. What you did with it, everything. I gotta keep it short and sweet. This is Lisa Lips at her best, and everybody on the line, I'm sure, agrees. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Miss La Perla Negra.
Oh, Diva, you know I'm a fan, girl. You know what? You punctuate and you put that period at the end of each line that keeps you wanting to. It's like your pieces are like page turners. Like, oh, I wonder what she's gonna say next. What's next? What's next? And that's what it does for me when I listen to your pieces. And I loved it. I really, really loved it. I wish I could give a longer commentary, but we do have a lot of callers in here. But you know, Divi, you know, my dog. You know.
Yeah. I know. Thank you.
Listen, Miss Lips, we love you. I love you. And thank you. And I'm going to take a moment and escort you over to the Crown Royal Lounge. Got that purple light special going on. Whatever.
I already got my shot board.
Hey, listen, well, I got that escort for you, so come on and get on my arm.
All right.
We're going to walk over there together. And while we're walking over, one love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
If you'll take a moment and we'll you get our next caller on the line. I'm walking Miss Lips over here to her sheet, okay?
All right, I got you. All right, next caller we got in here is area code 210. Welcome to Iron Sharpens Iron. Who do we have on the mic?
Hey, peace, good evening. This is Kimbrella Renee. How are y'all this evening?
Kimbrella, what's
hey,
up?
Hey, Kimbrella,
we done went from a rainstorm to getting some lip service to a hurricane. Hey, Empress.
Hey, how are you? How are you? How are you, my brother? Peace. Good evening.
Hello, Queen. First and foremost, I just want to say I am a fan of yours. I was talking to Keith when we were in Philly, and I, you know, your name came up, and I had to let him know that I have been following you since my early days of coming into poetry. I'm going back in 2012-13 time. So,
okay.
Yes, I'm a huge fan of yours, so thank you for calling into the show. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Of course, I had to come through. I haven't been able to make it because, you know, when school's in, you know, schedules are kind of hectic. But now we got the summer rolling in, so I got a little bit of free time, so I got to show all my Epiphany sisters and brothers some love.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, as we mentioned earlier, I would love to take time and talk to you more, and I'm sure the future will hold time for that.
As you are here,
I'm going to hand you the mic, step out the way, give you the stage, and this is my first. No, it's not my first time hearing you. I hear you in your show, but it's your first time on Iron Sharp Desire, so I'm going to ask you to do your thing, Queen, because, again, I am a fan, and the mic belongs to you.
All right. What if I told you that you are so beautiful, a contradiction to the usual delusional lines that try to find a suitable lie to undress you from your truth, that you are the love song to love's song, with lyrics that pierce beneath the epidermis of my arm, with elevated sensations leaking to the flow of my internal streets that keep my vital beat on repeat, repeat, repeat. Sweet are the words that splurge from your spirit to my ears, summoning my eyes to receive the many shades of you. The glow, it glorifies the royalty of how the sun favors you, makes me rejoice in the greatest love story told on how I was made for you. See, only your precise divine combination of brain waves, warrior veins, and spiritual dialogue over an authentic pulse can record, remaster, and mix a track of strummed chords that play beauty through my pores. See, you reach the depths of me, freeing me from the captivity of my silent cries, so I just want to rub your temples and plant kisses upon your third eye that surge electric images of exactly why you are so beautiful. My God, I can barely contain myself when you walk in the room. I dance from the inside out, submitting to the masterful strokes of your love notes, because, see, it's the only time I don't mind being played. Finely tuned. You are the muse to my widest smiles, and I wonder if you could fight back the tears of joy when you read back the sparkle in my eyes and realize how it spells the essence of you. The rise and fall of your chest possess a godly rhythm that rescues me from weariness, delivering me into an exhale that sails the shores of my conviction until every detail of your mind, spirit, and masculine frame retain every syllable as literal embraces. See, I'm patient enough to be the peace that speaks to your wars and stores healing for your wounds, patient enough to nurture us within a womb of understanding, patient enough to help you quiet the loudness of your fears, confront the ghost of your tears, and guard your heart as you persevere. See, baby, don't you be afraid. Just be here. Be present through every sound, root granted, even when the lies, doubtful eyes, simple minds, and tainted hearts cram to understand it. King, just be, and I will just reflect. But with all due respect, what have I told you? That you were so beautiful. Would you allow it to cover you? Would you wear it? Could you just wear it as a permanent part of you? And can I please exclusively be the admirer of the finest work of art that is you? So you take my breath away, storing it with more than just lust, more than just the satisfaction of flesh entwined in flesh. See, you undress me of the European fabricated whispers that chip away at my worth. You undress me of the thoughts that wear my fears on my sleeve. You undress me until I love the image I see just as deeply as your seashores display back to me. See, every time your hearts beat, I am free. Free to spend every rich moment growing wealthier in love with the beauty that is you. So now that I've told you, let that truth mold you into a timeless cadence of sun, moon, and starlit fluorescent scripts, scrolls that oppose the hold on your soul as I rest my head upon the greatest love story ever told on how I was made for you. So I could never deny you.
And with every sunrise and every sunset, I will remind you that you are so beautiful. In peace.
Oh, my goodness. That was metaphorically beautiful. That poem right there is a life-saving poem. That is the essence of a queen writing her royalty and delivering it to save a life or uplift her king. Thank you for that. That is what poetry is. If I was to sit there in front of you right now, I would throw roses at your feet because that was beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm so glad you received it because it is for all of my kings, all of my brothers. Y'all all deserve it so much. It's so much that comes against you, and you have to know how much we adore you. Even when we don't say it, it's there. The love is there.
Mm-hmm. As a king who knows what this world does, I know the joy, I know the strength, and that helped me. I know the only one that gets it harder than the black man in this world is the black woman, so I do appreciate that. And that was everything. Miss LaPearl and
Megan.
You
better tell him how that love is a patient, safe space for him. Girl, I love it. I love it. That's what I'm talking about. That's right. Uplift. Let him know he can be comfortable.
Indeed.
He can trust you. Because his heart is in a safe space. It's home for him. Give it to him.
Right.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
Come on, sis.
Okay.
Right.
No. Oh, my God. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Especially my black kings. Man, look.
Yes.
They don't get enough uplift or recognition or positive feedback. Okay?
Not
but
at all.
It's empresses out here like you and I that believe in that, okay, that are very, very firm and standing on that all the time because we know there's some good ones out here. We already know about that. Oh, man, I appreciate this piece. Yeah.
Thank you so much. I appreciate y'all. One love, one mic. I'm going to go ahead and head over to that Crown Royal Lounge and get my and listen to the rest of the show.
That's what I'm talking
pleasure
about.
Pleasure to have you, too. Thank you again. One love, one mic, too.
One love, one mic.
Mm-hmm. Before we even get to the next call, I got to just describe what happened. You know, sometimes a man feels like he's carrying the weight of his world on his shoulders, and there's nothing else than to walk in the doors and behind closed doors and just let go of all of his inhibitions and let his vulnerability to come out and fall in his woman's arms and cry out and say, I'm tired. And then she says, I understand. And just like that, you get strength again. That's what that poem did to me. Let's get on to our next call.
Right.
Yeah. Oh,
all right.
I'm sorry. Yeah, that was beautiful. Mm-hmm.
All right. Our next caller, we have area code 815. Welcome to Iron Sharpens Iron. Who do we have on the mic?
It's Gina Storm. Hello, La Perla Negra.
Hi, Gina. Welcome.
How are you, Diva? I'm good. I'm glad to be here.
We're glad to have you.
As in the words of DJ Khaled, another one. Ms. Gina Storm, I am a fan. I've been following you as well.
So,
welcome
you
to Iron Sharpens Iron.
I am humbled and grateful.
It is a pleasure. And if I'm not mistaken, you are also one of our Philly queens. Am I correct?
I am.
Mm-hmm. I thought so. I've been following you. What's good with you, Queen? How are you this evening?
Oh, I'm happy and blessed. I have no complaints. I'm just so happy. I feel like every day is something to be celebrated. What I usually say when I come on the mic, and you have to forgive me because I lost my mind when I was unmuted. Happy Friday.
Every Happy day. Friday. Happy Saturday, man. We're in overtime.
Absolutely. Happy Saturday, because I'm still Central Standard Time, so it's still 11:09 here, not midnight. But
okay.
All I can say is every day is a present, so unwrap it and thank God for the possibility and the ability to do so.
Yeah. Amen to that. Well, listen, Queen, as I would love to sit back and take some time and build with you, but we got a lot of callers, and you are here, and I am blessed because I am here with you.
Yeah.
So with that being said, we are going to step out of your way. We're going to pass you this brand new mic because, well, the last couple of them just got dropped all set on fire, and I keep replacing the mic. For real, I got you, man. Put it on my tab. I'm not puffed. I can't afford everything.
Oh my God, right,
I'm
right.
Working hard for it. Okay. But hey, I got a fresh mic for you, and with that, Queen, the mic is yours.
Thank you. I'm gonna do a piece titled "His Loss." I got a text. And all I could think was, girl, he messed up and it's over. I'm reading and thinking, not believing, assuming that she's stuttering. And all I could say is, he'll be back by dinner. A week later, we had all of his stuff packed. Locks had been changed, the furniture rearranged, the phone message edited, his name on the mailbox deleted. And she was finally ready, and he was truly gone. There was no crying or singing, no sad love songs. And it hurt. Don't get me wrong. But my sister's strong. She's pacing herself. She's waiting on the boss and screaming with an afro toss. Her head held high and her crown straight because it was straightened up by me. And all she could say was, it's lost. I understood and appreciated that immediately. It was his loss indeed. He didn't realize what he had when he had her. She wasn't a diamond in the rough. She was already royalty. Shame on him. But the reality is this. See, no queen needs the king in order to be royalty or to rule on a throne that's her own. So all I could say to him was, you didn't even know what you had when you had it. So you aren't due for it. And I'll be honest with you. You, sir, didn't realize that you had someone that you needed in your life. And the fact that you didn't recognize and appreciate the queen that she was when you met her, well, once again, all I can say is you're lost, and it's okay. Because what I do every single day, as long as I'm single and I have friends who are going through the same damn thing, is to tell them. But you don't need a man to complete you. You are already whole. You just need somebody that's going to bless your life, your wisdom, your goal, your drive, your stride, and everything that you do because you're not half. You're already whole. You don't need a man. You want one. And if he's available and can do what you need to do so that he can be in your life, then it would be amazing. Your love will be reciprocal, and he will give you all the things that you need, but he's not trying to suckle from your nipple. Nah, I'm not trying to raise a man child and make him to an actual man. I don't need a man who is halfway there or doesn't know how to be a man. He doesn't need that either, and I told her that I understand. So we did a high five and do a redo all the time. We drank a glass of sweet, delicious wine, and I told her, it ain't just your story. The story's also mine. I'm Gina Storm. Thank you for indulging me in peace.
Wow. I love it. I hate that I can't give full commentary so much. Yeah.
I tried to be in there like a robbery. I didn't want to take up a lot of time.
Listen. Yeah, definition of a good woman and a foolish man, right? Like
indeed.
That story. That
yes,
story.
Sir.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Talk about, you know, how mm-hmm. queens uplift kings. It's a shame. It's a shame. And I don't even, I'm going to still refer to them as kings. But earn your crown, brothers, because we do lose out on good women behind some dumb shit simply because we just want to be prideful and too prideful to admit what it is. It's stupidity. Thinking the grass is greener on the other side, and that shit artificial turf. Like, open up. Breathe it in. Stop being so selfish, because it's real out here. And you know what? Like I always say, because I just got to put it on, you know what I mean? Men chase, women choose. Women choose, men chase. All right? So, men, we out there doing a chase, and your woman is just, y'all, she got to do is sit back and do her. A real man, a real king can see a queen when he looks at her. And you listen to that poetry. I don't know how many hearts out there that got broken by, but niggas reap what they sow. I'm probably to say that. I shouldn't say that. But you understand.
It don't take all day to recognize sunshine. All I can say is open up your eyes.
Say less, say less, say less. Hey, Miss LaPearl and Negra.
That's what I'm talking about, and I ain't going to stay long on this because y'all know I'm a chatterbox, but you know what, Gina? It's so many of us women out there that are good women. We give, you know, they say there's a difference between doing a wifey thing and a girl when you're a girlfriend, but it's no different. All it is you are the woman and you being good to your man. Okay, the wifey thing comes, it makes it recognizable by man's law. That's all.
Yeah.
But it's no difference in getting your man good, okay? I don't care what the capacity of the relationship is or what the title is. If you are with a man and he deserves to be treated well, then go ahead and do that, okay? Stop putting titles on it. But if he don't deserve it, then guess what? You take it away.
He don't deserve it.
Yes, indeed. Take it away. Make him miss it. And if he don't realize it within that in your absence that what he had, then keep it moving. Because guess what? The universe is going to be somebody that's worthy. I love that piece.
Yes.
Well, Queen, listen, I got you a special escort because that was everything in this. This escort here, he can recognize a real queen, so he's going to escort you over to the Crown Royal.
I'm going to go over to the lounge, and I'm going to sit and do my thing. And what I need y'all to understand and appreciate this, a queen is a queen even without a king. So one love, one night.
One love,
one night.
Thank you, absolutely. I love y'all.
Thank you for coming through. Love you.
Coming through.
I hope I'm doing a good job because everyone on this call definitely is. I might not be as, y'all might be carrying me tonight. I might get in trouble after this, but thank everybody. It's so much energy and love, and we're going to keep it going, Ms. LaPearl and Negra.
Absolutely.
Who do we have on the mic next?
Next on the mic, we have area code 215. Welcome to Iron Sharpens Iron. Who do we have on the mic?
Not that car. Mom's still listening in. Hey, Mom, you still there. You're supposed to be asleep, but it's all good, right? So we're going to get back to the next caller. Thank you for listening in with us, Ma. I got a lot of explaining to do.
Okay, we got the next caller. I think I know who this is, but I'm going to take a chance and let him say it. So we got area code 615. Welcome to Iron Sharpens Iron. Who do we have on the mic?
You have C-34 Music in stereo.
As I thought.
My brother. What's good?
Thank you for the invitation. And what's good with me is that, you know, I was thinking about what Mr. Automatic Charismatic said, and all I could think about is if I'm in this world but not of this world, why am I trying to be equal with a system, matrix system? I'm supposed to be better than that.
Mm-hmm.
That That's how I wrote.
Now listen, what he does, like I said, he takes me to a place, man. That's why I had to ask him where he's from, because he see a vision that I know all too well, and he does it so organically. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, he does.
And that's why I said it's even down to I didn't, you know, I know we could go on and build and build and build for days, man. But when I say about taking a segment, there's something I see in the future because it's necessary. And he brought that truth to light tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be it's going to be a project, and it's probably going to involve, I'm going to try to draw in a couple other poets that I feel like is going to help put this thing together. And I want to bring something different to the Iron Sharpens Iron show, and that brother tonight inspired that for me.
Well,
so,
that's good.
Yeah, that's exactly where I was at, you know, at with that. You know, when I reference, as we talk about accountability, I'll just take a quick second to say, when we talk about certain things, I just challenge when we share on certain platforms, I always say we want to rise to the occasion. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I always sometimes try to step out of the comfort zone. I'm not easy with prompts. I mean, I don't do great with prompts. And it's one of those things that I was like, okay, I challenge myself to build it because it just means, you know, that much to me. So I always try to, you know, see how we can stretch the pen a little further. But, hey, listen, respectfully, stay true to your art, stay true to your gifts, stay true to who you are, and don't owe nobody no explanation for shit. That's the way I rock. That's the way I write.
Yeah, I'm like the spiritual version of Denzel. The government ain't got crap on me.
Mm-hmm. There you go, and there it is. And brother, you do genius work. You do genius work. So I'm going to, you know, we got a lot of callers, man. But it's a pleasure and an honor to have you here. And with that, you know, said, I'm going to step out the way. I got to have once again get you a new mic. I'm running out of mic soon, but the mic belongs to you.
Thank you. This piece is called Iron Deficiency. I'm here to sharpen my iron. You can call me Tony Stark. I live in this small apartment complex, and my neighbor's Napoleon Bonaparte. I'm so angry I could rip bones apart. Guess that's how this poem's gonna start. But first, let me eat my vitamins and say my prayers. I don't eat green eggs and ham from Monsanto and Bayer. Understand that as I pose in my Hanes underwear. Cooling ball support sponsored by CBS. That eye has been watching me since I became a prodigy. Illuminati wants my mind, soul, and body wrapped in chocolate at the after party. Trying to rock me to sleep by giving me scotch to drink, a concoction served by Bill Cosby, where the female bartender knows I order peppermint schnapps here on the rocks like Gibraltar. So I step like Doughboy out my Impala, curl activator showering out my follicles, asking, do we got a problem? To my followers, if not, I'll say peace, shalom, namaste, because I'm not here to be popular. Lady officer, want to stop and frisk? Keep hitting that spot, and we're going to populate in this practice. I don't come in here being arrogant. I'm not sicker than your average. I walk this narrow path, and I'm passing through. You live in the Matrix. I've escaped Alcatraz and Xanadu through the Underground Railroad from San Francisco to Canada. Still got the stamina to outrace Pamela Anderson and implant these stanzas, but I'm here to be sharpened, and that's the point. After all, teach me tonight as I moonlight like Al Jarreau. I do my thing underwater, knighted Sir Nose, a.k.a. Jacques Cousteau. Going deeper wearing a jockstrap, speaking Cantonese under the alias Hung Lo. I know that last line made you see double as I wear this Chicago 34 jersey, Walter Payton, but never take my sweetness for weakness, or I'll freak you like Chic did with the music frequency you need here. And that's that piece.
Ooh, brother, when a poem takes me to a point where I, at some point, I start off, I'm listening, my eyes closed. I'm like, okay, where is he going, right, this journey, right? Then it got to a point where I laughed. You caught me with that, how you said it, that line when you spit your word. You know where I'm at. This was towards the beginning of the poem. I didn't write down the words because I wanted to hear the whole poem. So you got me to a point that I had to snap fingers for a second and tap the table. And so you got to a point and I had to say it. I was on mute. Go in poem. Phenomenal ink. Phenomenal delivery. Just, what's that word? Phenomenal. Loved it. Everything about it. Miss LaPerla Negra.
P-Double. You another one.
Yes.
That wakes people up. It's so many of you that bring that element of being awake and wanting the world to know it ain't all a conspiracy theory. It's true. Okay? And I also love the nostalgia that you bring in your pieces, mentioning the titles of the songs from can't say too long ago, but from long ago. I love your pieces, man. I can't tell you on this, but I really, I'm a big fan. You already know that, and I'm glad you called in and continue to share with us. So thank you.
Thank you so much, and I'm glad you took that tarantula off of my nuts from a couple of nights ago. That's all I got
to say.
That damn Ron Love song strikes again.
I can't laugh out too loud because I'm rocking my grandbaby to sleep right now, and I don't want to startle him. But I'm going to get you there.
Yeah, you're going to run down to Tennessee like Arrested Development. That's what you're going to do.
Well, brother, listen. Yeah. Oh, something I did want to mention. We got to get to our next callers, but I didn't forget. I didn't lose track of the title. Iron Deficiency, and you even said something sharp. I didn't miss any of that. That there, that's a mantra. I appreciate that more than you realize. So, yeah, again, phenomenal. Thank you for that. But
thank you.
I got anything you're looking for, anything you want, whatever your twist, over in the Crown Royal Lounge, Purple Light Special, Vegas ain't got nothing on us. You even got, I'm stuttering over my words. That was so great. Brother, go enjoy yourself. Thank you for coming through. You only blazed it hotter than what it was. And, again, I got to get another mic. So thank you for that. One love, one mic to you, King.
Hey, one love, one mic to the both of you.
All right.
Yeah, he stepped on through and did his thing.
All right.
Open
the next microphone. We got ourselves area code 773. Welcome to Iron Sharpens Iron. Who do we have on the mic?
Hey, James Ortiz.
Jamie! Hi, baby! Welcome! Oh, my goodness!
I must admit, who do we have on the mic? Who?
This is Jamie the Artiste. Hey.
Jamie the Artiste.
Yes.
Don't think
yes.
I got it. Okay, I'm in for a surprise. I truly am. The energy, the universe just spoke to me.
Okay.
Hello,
well,
Queen. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm a little nervous. I haven't really, this is a new piece, so I'm just, and then now I feel like this pressure is kind of impressing you, so I'm a little nervous.
Listen, something tells me, this anticipation is something that's very, 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 something tells me. Let me see how the universe spins it, right? So I got a brand new mic, okay? Now, I mm-hmm. my bill's going up, okay? So I'm going to hand you the mic, and Like, I'm broke. I might take out a loan. Me and Pharrell gonna have to work it out. But I'm gonna step out your way, and I'm gonna turn the mic over to you, and do your thing, Queen. I'm listening.
Okay. Well, if I destroy your mic, I'll just cash out you. How about that? That way, it don't cost you too much.
Cash out for real, because I owe him. Send it straight to him. But I got, and I definitely appreciate it. At least you're the first one I offered. Do your thing.
Okay. This is untitled. Like I said, I'm still not sure what to call it or if I'm going to add more to it, but I just share what I have. Here we go. Your parade keeps me entertained and distracted while you disguise your monstrous traits in various ways, while I'm soaking up your toxic ways for days. See, false accusations and claims start this downpour of name-calling, line-crossing, and high emotions. See, reasoning with you is like trying to swim across the ocean. And your shark-like instincts, they sniff out my vulnerability while you're flashing your teeth and calling me a treat because I'm your latest feast. And you can't wait for me to bleed so you can feed, because you know how to haunt me, attacking me ever so bluntly while making waves so overwhelming to keep me between a rock and a hard place, while verbally slapping me in the face. And I react in a haste, wondering if it's blood that I taste or the reality of how much time I waste. But I can't yet evade you because my insecurities crave you. I'm just dying to hear how you disapprove while simultaneously making me your fool and begging me not to leave. And I'm in total disbelief because is this all we could achieve? See, my self-esteem get scattered like leaves and blowing in the wind, like the words that blow past me that makes my eyes water again and again, and my shortened breaths extend because I despise you while you're going out of your way to disguise you. And so I shrink, and I rewire the way that I think just to adjust to your perception, ignoring your misdirection while you cut me and then rub salt in my wounds. I want to chisel out your tomb while you're dancing around the saloon, and I'm watching you get high like noon. And I'm just praying that this will be over soon, because those cold cans of liquid courage and those warm shots of justification, they send your filter and consideration on vacation. And since there's no arbitration, you hold no bars when it's time to point out my scars, imperfections and quirks. To you insensitive, condescending jerks, I knew this wouldn't work, because those intoxicated kisses and strokes eventually leave my sober heart broke. See, why did you put my virtue in danger when we could have stayed strangers? Instead, you just transferred your anger, twisting my perception like wire hangers. And I'm stressed, depressed, and compressed, and I'm too tired to cry and too embarrassed to leave. So I find myself outside or in between of what seems like the more you seek, the more I hide. See, we tried, but we collide, and the heat in this house, it has surpassed bliss. The stove is hot, and I'm gaslit, because when we fight, you gaslight, and I'm filled with disgust, and I'm just ready to combust while I'm simultaneously looking for reasons to stay and leave us, because this is not enough, and yet I've had enough of feeling obtuse from this abuse, and I'm exhausted from running around in circles playing duck, duck, goose, and I feel like you don't really want me, but you just keep me around so you can taunt me, and it's easier for you to criticize than compliment while putting me in these positions to be played like an instrument while I'm slowly losing my sanity in increments while I'm just trying to find a way to end this. In peace.
Yeah. Girl, let me tell you. You know what? It's been so long since I heard your voice, but it's just as pleasant as ever. And that peace, I'm gonna keep this short. We all see the red flags.
Yeah.
I am all around us. But for some reason, we choose to ignore those signs, and we get deeper and deeper. And I've been in a relationship like that, so I understand
where it came from. It's so easy for them to break us because we open ourselves up to be broken. And that's not what we're expecting in the beginning. But I love that piece, though. I really, really love it. And I love you. And I appreciate you calling in. Anonymity, you still there? You on mute?
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yep, we can hear you now.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
To go back to what, you know, the accountability effect and what makes a woman the nurturer, the empathy that she shows, the hope. That's what it is, holding on to hope. Love the message. Love the poem. And something about the way you use the word obtuse in that piece was definitely appreciated. I love what you did with that and how you followed through and everything.
Oh,
I wish I could.
Funny.
Yeah, I pay attention. dope, ink. That mic broke. Take it with you. I got to get another one. Thank you. Cash ass for real. Nah, I got you. Since you offered, I got you. I'm going to take care of you. I'm taking care of the rest. But thank you for offering because I got a whole lot of burnt up and I'm going to say fucked up mic so now. But I got to get my weight up, my money up. Great ink, and thank you, Crown Royal Lounge is open. Get whatever you like to drink and make it a double. Okay? I appreciate that. Much love.
One mic.
All right. Ooh, wow. We're going to keep this thing rolling because if I'm not mistaken, what we got left? We got, okay, cool. We're making it through. Let's get the next caller on the line and something that should be waiting out there, something I remember from the beginning of the show. So let's keep it rolling. Who we got next?
We got my diva, Miss VIP. Welcome to Iron Sharpens Iron.
Hello. How's everybody doing tonight?
Good.
Hello.
Good.
You know,
hey.
We were doing great. And I think we just got even greater. Your voice sends me to a relaxation that I appreciate. It's mellowed out. Mm. Kick my feet up. Take my shoes off. I'll take my shoes off. Having you and Miss La Perla Negra together on the line with me, I call that a menage a trois. But how are you, Queen? What's good with you?
I'm wonderful.
Sounds so good. Everything about you, you another one, another one. I can go on and on and on. You came with your own mic though, right? Because I'm broke.
I got you.
Well, listen, we ain't even gonna keep. I mean, listen, you can't even make the stage more hot. You ain't even start yet. You said hello and things stirring. Hey, I'm trying to stay focused. I got ADD a little bit, but I'm gonna be okay. I got ADHD. I'm a little hyperactive too. I got the behavior behind it.
So. Oh my.
I'm going to sit on my hands like they used to make me do back in first grade. The mic queen belongs to you.
Thank you. I spit this piece last night, and I'm going to repeat it. This is called, I've Got So Much Trouble On My Mind. I got so much trouble on my mind. People are killing us just for sport. Roe versus Wade gets overturned. People thinking they can tell women and children what to do in case of rape, incest, or ectopic pregnancy. They cannot abort. I've got so much trouble on my mind. Climate change is happening. The universe is in heat. People polluting in the oceans, trash in the street. Now there's a hole in the ozone, and there's an outcry for Congress to do something. We're using fossils at an all-time high. They're non-renewable sources. We have to change. One or a few people can't do it alone. I got so much trouble on my mind. I can't sleep at night. people playing loud music, racing their cars up and down the road, tires squealing, people screaming, arguing. Drugs are so easy to be found. Needles, condoms flood the streets. People overdosing daily. Sometimes it's too late by the time Narcan comes around. I got so much trouble on my mind. The homeless numbers increase every day. Coming to cars begging for change, they say. My granddaughter's so sad. Their lives are so hard. She wants to help them. And I tell her the United States keeps helping other countries, but can't take care of what's in their backyard. I got so much trouble on my mind. What happened? What happened to unity? Black lives matter. All lives matter. But why are there still sundown neighborhoods? There needs to be more gun control, but I tell you, it's not the guns. It's the people who use them. Racism is so blatant. Why the hate? The KKK may as well remove their hoods. You know who they are. I got so much trouble on my mind. Peace and quiet I need to find. I have to go within because the world isn't getting any better. But I am determined to win. And that's that peace.
Wow. Let me start off by saying, first and foremost, big ups to Poetic and J. Rob the Wise Son, because they come up with the dopest topics. And
yes, they do.
When you were saying that, I was just typing in the back channel that I know I missed the dope show last night. I try like everything to get that, and I haven't even gotten an opportunity to listen to the playback. But you just made that an urgency to get it downloaded so I can hear it on a plane this morning, which I'll be doing in about four or five hours. So that was everything. That was so dope. That was so put together well. That was so intentional. That was so powerful. That was greatness. That must have been a phenomenal show last night, because I'm glad you brought that back to you. I missed it last night. At least I got to hear one of those poems live. So everything,
thank you.
everything. Love you for that. Love you for not just that, but love you for that too. So, Ms. LaPearl and Negra.
You know what? I'm sorry I missed the show last night. I couldn't stay on. I was having issues. But I did catch your piece, and it sounded even better tonight than last night. And, yeah, the Get Down is one of my favorite shows on Epiphany. Diva, you know what? When you go in on your conscious pieces, you really, really go in. You're another one that wake people up. They may not want to hear it, but it needs to be heard, and you make sure you get that message across. Dope piece, Diva. Dope. Thank you.
Thank you, Diva. I appreciate both of you. Thank you.
Well, Ms. VIP, you know I was waiting for you, because now I'm finally open up the VIP room over in the Crown Royal Lounge. I was waiting for you, Queen. So, you know, it's opened up. And I know we got a party back there. They've been chilling, waiting to get up in there, but now it's open. But you get the royal seat on that throne sitting up there. So thank you, Queen, for that. You're everything. You're awesome. One love, one mic to you.
One love, one mic. Thank you.
Wow.
I got so much trouble on my mind. I'm still writing my piece. I'm going to get my piece out. It might not be on the, it might be late. It might be late, but I definitely got to get into the action.
That's all right. Poetry is timeless, like I always say. Always.
Well, listen, we got another call out there, right? I think we got two to get on. So
we got one, and then we got to go back in reverse
because Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer, he got that thing ready to go. So we challenged him with something, and it looks like time's going to permit. I love it. So
awesome.
Who we have next on the mic?
All right, we got area code 661. Welcome to Iron Sharpest Iron. Who do we have on the mic?
Yo, what's up? What's up? Feel the Vibe. This is Brother Rob Morrow, the djembe poet. I changed my new number. I got a new number here. So real quickly, I'm going to go ahead and get into the piece. So let me get it started so we can get the other poets in.
Oh, appreciate Please your brother, me. But no, welcome here.
What?
I was saying the mic is yours.
Thank you, thank you. Leave turn many times over, brown to green, rebooting consciousness, reflections of me, second guesses, sleep with fishes, dissolving guilt trips and failed wishes, buck stop right here in quiet places, mending bruises, exposing clown cards and smiling faces. Kong games wrecking havoc on innocence, broken and beating, left for dead. Surrendering under strain, but this too shall pass. Regeneration, self-love, everlast. Emergence, battle low vibrational insurgents, buzzing around like mosquitoes. Every opportunity sucking your soul to no end. But I claim victory once again. I've arisen, recognizing God is me. I've arisen, setting course unlimited definitions of becoming free. I've arisen, bathing in the waters of the universe's streams. I've arisen, flexing tongue about the greatest gift of all. It's always loving me. And that's that piece.
Yo, that was dope. Dope delivery, just all around dope. That was great. That was energetic. I'm actually glad that you just came in and you just jumped right into it because I didn't know what was coming. And I loved every bit of it. I will, as soon as this thing uploads, I need to hear that again. That was. I love everything. I mean, I love the art. But when the art is such a work of art, you know what I mean? It's worth the price of admission. So I thank you for that. Great ink, Chloe. Great ink.
Respect.
The Pearl of Necro.
Mm-hmm.
You know what, Rob? I have to concur with the host. He said everything. There's nothing really left to say. Dope flow, man. You remind me of like a slam artist. More so, you are a performer, an entertainer, and I've really I've dug that a lot. Thank you.
One love, one mic. I appreciate you guys. And tomorrow night, myself, La Perla Negra, Poetic Therapy, topic of discussion: how our family impact our writing. And I think we'll also discuss this topic that you guys are dealing in terms of accountability. But I'm out. One love, one night. Brother Rob Horst, Jamal, the djembe poet. Feel the vibe. Peace.
Peace. One love,
one mic. Peace.
Yeah, you know, I'm thinking about the events I got leading up tomorrow with the funeral. I'm glad he came on because I'm going to need that tomorrow night. It's going to take me. I'm going to need that. So, I'm glad he came on. That was great. Everything that was nice transition for what's coming tomorrow. I keep this poetry thing going. I love when I get that rush. I love that rush.
Yeah.
That type of poetry that's life changing. It was some great ink. But we are not done yet. Before we loop back around, did I make sure we got all the callers, that we get them all in, Ms. La Perla Negra?
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. Rob was actually the last poet.
Man, what a way to bring that ink, you know what I'm saying, that fire. But, you know, we got a little bit of time, and there was a challenge. There was a challenge, and I love what Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer did. He was our first poet. When you think about the first poet, you think about the last poet and what we got in between that. I would say it was a very, very, very good night. Would you not?
Yes, most excellent night. Absolutely awful. Yeah.
You know, I must say, but we're gonna keep. I keep commentary. I've been over here, got the cigar going. So, but we're gonna loop back around because I asked Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer, I asked him to
you know, to write something, and I gave him with intent. And I was surprised when he said he'll be ready by the end of the show. And I see he's still on the line, hand up. So can we loop back around and bring Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer back in?
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, Joe, welcome back, welcome back. You still with us?
Oh, absolutely, the Pearl of Negra. What's going on, Anonymity? What's happening, brother?
My brother, you still here from the beginning to the end. That's what I'm talking about. That's a rider for you. that's the real one.
Oh, man, you don't want to miss greatness, man. You know, a lot of poets coming in, man. Shit, I look forward to hearing them, you know. Shit, absolutely.
Hey, listen, it was a great artist tonight. Great artist. Like, I'm so envious of everything. I love it. But, brother, it was something energy, and I asked you for something. You really did shock me when you said tonight. So I'm glad you're still here, and we got some time on the line. So I wanted to ask you to take an encore, if you will, take the mic, and I know this is new ink because the prompt just came out 3 hours, 2.5 hours ago. So, brother, the mic belongs to you. This is With Intent.
All right. With Intent. I meant what I said when I accented it. I put emphasis on the words that you like to hear. You can listen to your friends, but not to me. But today, I'm going to say how it needs to be. I'm not your parent, but it's apparent. I have to teach you in words without cursing, because with cursing, I won't be heard. You see this bill? This bill right here? We're not pretending to be like millionaires, so your friends can feed and never share. I'm beholden, but this scolding is not to blame you. See, I didn't object. I didn't protest. I planned for that affair. But this bill right here, do you think it's fair? For better or for worse, does it mean whatever? We're supposed to work in harmony, and I know you can do better. You're a little off key, but when you sing with me, it's a duet. And together, this storm will weather. I dig your friends, but don't go telling them I'm mad, you see. You're damn right I'm upset, because I'm upset with thee. Bills just for thrills. What about the child we're wanting? Don't red flag what we have. I don't want to leave you. But I will, so just chill, because, baby, I need you. Now, what you got on this pill? We don't have a separate account. We're not doing tit for tat. That was a part of our vows. I love your hair, baby. You better play it on the fro. The nails that you rockin', leave them shits in the stove. Before you open your mouth, I've been cut out the bar. I still got my hook, and I don't need a new car. We can splurge on occasion if we get the urge on occasion. Just don't spend after planning our next vacation. Cancun and the moon, just me and you. You want to help somebody out with their own, man, two boots. Now, before you open your mouth, trying to look up a comparison, I'm just trying to make a point without being so disparaging. Home on the range. Baby, I'm not trying to change you or shame you with intent. My intent is to shun what I long should have done. Now, I've told you. Boom.
Wow. Really, though? Like, you just got off the phone, off the mic with us. It was, like, actually more like 2 hours and 20 minutes ago. And you composed that during the duration of this show. And I just spoke earlier on about how you do things with words to build it. Man, you are talk about accountability to the art. You said, I have about the end of the show. And we looked at all our hands, and I was like, wow, we got a lot of people, man, to go through. And time, the universe permitted to be able to get through such an amazing night. And then to come back with some ink that's 2 hours fresh, like 2 hours fresh, like a baby ain't had a first season yet when they brought it to this world. And that's what you birthed.
Thanks, bro.
Just pure genius. Pure genius. Can you talk about accountability That's accountability. I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to put a little secret out there. I can't do that. That's amazing to me. And it was not weak, and you even went with intent. Like, I knew something when you said you were going to have it by the end of the show. I was like, well, thinking to myself, like, well, maybe, just maybe, shouldn't rush it. But I said, you can't, an artist would do things, and it's even crazy because I don't even know what else you could do with that because, to me, you nailed it. Like, I wouldn't score that if this was a slam competition. And you score perfect on that one. I mean, I don't give out some, you know, I don't give out some perfect chins, but, I mean, that's just, but I'm true. That was great. Wow. Thank you. Thank you for being who you are. Thank you for that, Ms. LaPerla Necker.
You know what, Joe? You are absolutely amazing. You are a titan when it comes down to this poetry thing. Well, I'm telling you, I enjoy your pieces. I don't even know what to say now. I'm just, sheesh, that was so dope. And for you to write it on the spot like that, it takes me back to the show we used to have on Monday nights called the Neo Soul Cafe. And we had this segment. You remember, pick up your pen. You came up with this dope piece, man. I wish, all I can say is I wish, I could come up with something dope. And you still got that power behind it, you know, and it's fresh ink. That was awesome. That was really awesome, man.
Well, I mean, that's what the show's all about. You know, iron sharpens iron. You know, I listened to all the poets, you know, that came after me and stuff like that. So, yeah, man, you know, absorb that energy, you know. That's what it's supposed to be about.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, this was just, you know, some nights are magical. I mean, just everything that just came through and everyone and the energy of people stayed and is still on. I'm a little choked up.
Oh, man.
You know, having you on the phone, man, having you on the line. Remember when this show was first getting started, I talked to, you know, I was talking to Poetic, my brother Van, and he encouraged me, you know, kind of like, you know, get out there. If that's not, if you're worried about this, worried about that, don't worry about it. Just go with it. Feel it, trust it, just go with it. He's a brother that doesn't even really recite the same poem twice because he believes in the authenticity of the first time he wrote it, the first time he spits it, he writes unique that way. And he told me to just go with it. And I did. And that's what I do through the show from 1 minute to the next. I don't know what I'm going to do, what I'm going to say, but I just ride the energy that comes through. So it's that energy that fuels me to do what I get an opportunity to do here. And as I'm always my biggest critic, I always, you know, I cater to the listeners. I want to make sure that I'm vibing and still I'm going to be me. I'm going to be me, as you are definitely you. And I just want to take an opportunity as a lot of poets sacrifice their time, man, if I can give you these words. So I'm just grateful for you, brother. And now go on and get out there on that mic, but when you get a chance, send that to me because I asked for that specifically, and you delivered exactly what I was hoping for. I thank you, brother. I thank you.
All right, thank you, man. You have a safe trip, too, brother, for real.
Yes, one love, one mic, G.
One love,
one mic. Wow.
La Perla Negra.
Great timing. I got to tell you, we got 2 minutes, and the Blog Talk lady is going to shut us down.
Yeah, so we're going to just get through this really quick because I'm going to give you your flowers. My co-host, this show was designed for me to do it kind of by myself, but I don't even think it'd be the same without you. Got an opportunity to do it with Poetic, and we rocked out because we have chemistry and vibe. But I know you're probably the hardest working woman in Epiphany. But I thank you for being here because, you know, I'm getting ready to face a few things for the next couple hours. But this gave me feel, and your energy, your level has always balanced me. So I know we're about to cut off, but I just wanted to thank you for you.
And I thank you for allowing me to ride shotgun with you. I look forward to working with you. I appreciate this. You're a dope poet and all of the poets that came tonight. Thank you so much, man. I appreciate
everyone.
I believe it.
Have a great night. Yes, this was an awesome night. It's going to cut off. We'll see you on the flip side. One love, one mic. Peace.
One love, one mic.
Peace.